That's for you, but the one K to the Hova.
It's 959 Car Drive on the streets, on the air, everywhere. KO coming through with K Hova. And then before that, Tin City, That's the Way Love Is, kicking off the second hour of the show. So here's the deal. Everybody in a relationship, especially when a relationship begins, presents what we like to call the representative in the relationship. As you get to know your partner better, so then you reveal your true self. But sometimes you will never reveal certain aspects of yourself to your partner for various reasons. So I'll give you an example. I remember watching Oprah one day, and this guy was talking about how his wife doesn't allow him in the bathroom when he's brushing his teeth. And he was like, you know, Oprah, she thinks that brushing your teeth is disgusting.
I do too.
And look, I don't disagree with him. And it's a very intimate thing, so she won't allow me in the bathroom. He then went on to say, but I've been in the room, for example, when my kids were born. Which is a lot more intimate, I imagine. And she allowed that.
Yeah.
And so I thought to myself, yeah, I mean, look, I can kind of see it from both ways. I obviously know brushing my teeth. I don't know about kids being born. I've never seen that yet.
Yeah.
But what side of yourself do you never allow your partner to see?
For me, it's the intimate parts. Like, I mean, you don't have to be around when I'm busy doing my number two. That's my thing.
Yeah.
Why are you close? Even the brushing your teeth thing, I don't understand why people would even leave, like, the bathroom to come talk to you while they're brushing their teeth. It's not just even for my partner. It's for everyone. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
I don't see why you should be that comfortable with a person to be like, oh, look at me. I mean, come on. Just do your thing. Be done. Get out. You know? Yeah. Those are the only things for me. Other than that, I mean, I think I'm like such a carefree person, I'm not even bothered. Like, I could go eat like ribs on like our second date because I just want ribs. So I'm not really that person. And maybe that's why I'm single.
It's interesting that you bring up the ribs as well, because there are certain meals that people feel like should not be had on a first date.
Yeah, because it makes you too messy and all of that. But I'm just like, guys, what if you're not a person who really eats a salad, you know? Now, uzolamba, hi guys, then it defeats the purpose. You shouldn't have gone.
You know what I don't hide in a relationship? How much I love food.
Ah, you don't hide that to anybody.
No, I don't. I've never hidden that. And I don't think I will, because it's such a big part of me.
But it's also nothing to hide. You shouldn't be ashamed that you love food. I don't see why that would be a problem.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah.
Knowing Sandman and how particular he is, I'm actually intrigued to know what are some of the things that he just doesn't reveal to a partner, or which parts of him he'd like to keep away from a partner. Sandmeezy.
Yo, and I've been together with my missus for 4.5 years now. And I used to wonder why every time she visits, I've got like stomach cramps. I used to think maybe I keep my emotions in my stomach, only to realize that I don't pass wind enough in front of her. So it's all trapped. I mean, the one time we were watching TV, man, so embarrassing. And I fell asleep on the couch and then I passed gas while asleep. But in my panic, it woke me up. And she was laughing because she says, yo, you just jumped up and you're already making excuses. I was like, so I'm not comfortable with that. 4.5 years later, I know.
I can't. I get it.
So, okay, wait. Let me ask this. Why then can't you stand up and go to a place where you can then fart and then come back? Why do you need to hold it in?
No, you can. But with me, for some reason, when I stand up to go somewhere, then it's gone. And then when I come back, it builds up again. And then when I walk away, it's gone. And then there's times where you're in bed and you're sleeping middle of the night and you're like, I'm not getting out of bed. I just hope she's fast asleep and she's not going to hear or smell this.
And you let the silent one out.
Yeah, the silent one is a violent one.
Ooh, yeah.
Look, I hear you. There's certain things that I think people should learn to accept. In fact, we've had a discussion about farting in front of your significant other. And as Sandman says, you know, it's necessary sometimes, because if you don't, then what's going to happen is you're going to end up feeling the way he does. Your tummy is feeling a bit messy. There's just a lot to discuss. So you can let us know. Give us a shout. 086-000-0959 or hit us up on WhatsApp 063-688-0959. What aspects of you are you not comfortable with your partner knowing? I know people say like you must know each other like the back of your hand, but maybe, just maybe, there's certain things that you need to keep to yourself.